Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
We'll talk to a woman that's all knowing about the Atlanta Braves. She's always with them. This time she is still here in the A, but she can still fill us in on what's going on as we had a big series because of Michael Soroka returning, and now we get her opinion as Kelly Kroll joins us here via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Kelly, welcome in. Hope you had a very reflective and good Memorial Day weekend. How are you this fine Tuesday morning?
I'm doing great, guys. Same to you. I hope you guys were able to as well have a nice Memorial Day weekend. And what a sight last night to see Michael Soroka back on a big league mound after nearly 2.5-3 years. And just in the time I've gotten to know him here and there, you guys think of like when I came down here and started working with this team, it was right about when Mike Soroka went down for the first time. So I have only gotten to know him through the bits and pieces of him being around the facility. And I thought so highly of the way he's, how he holds himself, how he has handled the adversity that has not been once but twice over. And to get back out there last night and to see and hear the emotions that kind of he went through and everything, it just was really incredible to see. And for me, I understand, of course, fans would have wanted to see the win. We all would have wanted to see the team win last night. But I thought it was a huge win to see him come off the mound after 6 innings last night and be healthy and look like it's something that he can now build on. So I was just so thrilled for him, for this team, and for all the people that have stood by him through this, like I said, nearly 3-year process. That's really something to be commended.
Yeah, one of the great stories. They'll make a movie about Michael Soroka if he ends up coming back and really getting things done. What kind of emotional lift does somebody like that coming back to the ball club give?
I would think a huge one because, I mean, I think every teammate, and I looked at what, you know, Travis d'Arnaud had said about, you know, him catching the last game Soroka had been pitching in 2020 and just all that they watched as teammates, him being in there in the facility, going through all of it, and not once but twice over, starting all over with his entire program of strength building, and then finally you're able to start, you know, your throwing program again. And we're watching a couple of guys who just got shut down for a couple months, right, thinking, oh, here we go with those two. His was next level, right? Both times, completely different injuries, obviously, but just I think every guy in there can empathize with someone who's had to do to a degree what he's had to do, but not as long as he had to do it for. So I think when you look at him and understand the strength and perseverance and just mental strength as well that it took to get back there, I can imagine looking at my teammate who's done that and being like, all right, like, let's go, man. If he can do this, like, let's get out there and let, you know, I so bad as a teammate would have wanted to do anything to win for him last night, right? But I know it doesn't, the story doesn't always get to be told that, right? The movie doesn't always go that way, but I would imagine it as his teammates seeing what he's gone through and seeing him get back out there, it would only just, you know, kind of light a fire, you know, in your gut as to why you do this and why you're out there every day as well.
Kelly Kroll joining us here in the locker room via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Braves and the A's game 2 tonight, 9:40 here on The Fan. So Marcell Ozuna has busted out of his tough slump. Now we're trying to see if Michael Harris the second can bust out of his. Nowhere else to really put him in the lineup. And his defense is so superb, you really can't think about moving him anywhere. How much do you think is grating on him? Because he seems like it's not bothering him, but you know at some point human nature is depressed when you keep having offers on a nightly basis.
Yeah, absolutely. It totally is. You're right, though. We've gotten to see, like, unbelievable defensive play from our center fielder and left fielder, like, back-to-back nights now between he and Eddie Rosario. And that's exactly right. Like, you know, you brought him up here originally for his defense, and he was able to give you even more than that. And now we're seeing him kind of go through the struggles of, you know, a season that started off with a couple of injuries. He's starting to try and get his feet back under him. I really thought the weekend at home, the way things started to turn, he caught a couple big hits at home. I was hoping to see that carry over to the road. But I think this is just going to be a process where he's admitted. I mean, he told me the other day, you know, I just got to be patient. I'm working on a ton with sight. But we saw the home run. I think he felt like that was going to build some confidence. And I'm certainly hoping for him that it will. I know I waited until sort of the media kind of had cleared out the other day and asked him about being pinch hit for, guys, because that's not easy to watch happen. Now, granted, Travis d'Arnaud comes through. It's a win for the team. You saw Michael Harris being the first guy to high-five him at the top of the dugout. He handled the moment well, but he did tell me, I mean, he's like, that sucks. Like, you know, am I allowed to say that on here? It sucks.
Okay, yes, sorry. Yes, absolutely.
Right now, but that stinks, right? Like, of course that stinks. Like, you never want to be pinch hit for, because it means you're not doing your job. It means the team can't count on you. And he's like, that's the worst part right now, is that I don't feel like I'm contributing like I should be. So, yeah, I know he's feeling it. I know there's pressure there, but really, you – other than working every day and just hoping that those balls start to find real estate, there's not a lot you can do. You know, they just got to work through it.
So no Jeff Francoeur for this trip, and no Kelly Kroll. So I'm curious.
What a drag, right?
Did you guys get together when the schedule came out and go, okay, last weekend, Oakland, nobody likes Oakland. 8, they're tanking. Fans. I think we're going to take the trip off as well.
You're asking me to tell you our secrets to the schedule? Like, come on. No. Truthfully, like, I actually didn't know he was off on this trip until this last homestand and we talked about it. But it was more like, you know, when we sit down with our boss and stuff and they tell us, you know, here's the kind of number we're looking for. Ideally, like, take a couple of these road trips off. I just saw that we had Toronto, Texas, came back with a 10-game homestand, and I thought, you know what? Around Memorial Day, I could see myself wanting a little breather, and it's also a really good day for my family still lives, my mom and dad, in Indianapolis, north of the Indianapolis area, and it was the perfect opportunity for my dad and my mom to drive down, and so I'm getting to spend a little time with them right now. Nothing like your parents coming into town and being like, hey, can you guys help me with the yard work? So that's what we've got for you guys. Real big Tuesday afternoon here after the holiday. We're going to be planting some things. I need to get a landscaping deal, I guess. That's what I need to be working on so that I don't put my poor parents to work when they come to town.
You're a big Indy 500 fan growing up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was the tradition, right? I mean, Memorial Day weekend, and you go down there. I'm not going to tell you guys about the snake pit. Those stories are for off air at some point. Oh. But yeah, I know, right?
So write that one down.
Snake pit. Not only the Indy 500, but the Brickyard 400 too. I think it's just, and I will say this, if you guys have, I know as huge of sports fans as all you guys are, like, if you've never been to the 500, it's absolutely something that should be on your bucket list. Like, it's really worth going to. The tradition, the energy, it's even if you're not a race fan, it's just an entire, the entire day is entertaining, right? I would definitely say get there at some point.
Well, good stuff. Hopefully the Braves can bounce back. Hopefully Michael Harris, the second, can bounce back. And we had a lot of offers last night. You know that's not going to continue. So the offense will show back up. Bryce Elder has been a stabilizer for the Braves pitching staff this year, and he looks to remain unbeaten if he can get the dub tonight. So we'll just see if the bats come alive, and we put a lot of pressure on a team that doesn't have many wins this year to show for it.
Exactly. Yeah, I think they can get back in that win column tonight. And I know that arrival at 6 a.m. could not have been all that much fun on Sunday night into Monday morning. So I'm hoping they sleep in, and maybe even Snit gives them, like, you know, just a show and go or something, because these guys, they hit plenty, right, throughout the season. So tonight you just got to go out there and do it. So I'm with you. Get back in the win column tonight.
All right, well, be sure to catch up with you. We got to get you in studio so we can hear about the snake pit stories off the air.
Yeah, I'll see you at the golf tournament next Monday, guys. I'll see you up at Sugarloaf. Right.
And there it is. She'll be up there at Austin O'Reilly's tournament. We'll be there as well next Monday at TPC Sugarloaf. And it should be a whole lot of fun for a great event that Austin O'Reilly is a part of. We'll talk to you then when we see you on Monday, Kelly.
Sounds great, guys. Have a great week, okay?
Kelly Kroll joining us via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.